My name is Kim Shattuck. My band is called The Muffs, and Ronnie Barnett and Roy McDonald are also in The Muffs, but they drove off to eat dinner.
Us at dinner time. I'm Pirate Davy Jones, and this is...
I'm Pirate Paloma.
Great. I'm Pirate Kim.
Pirate
Arg, matey.
She is a true pirate, by the way.
I love pirates. Oh, yeah, I used to actually behave much like a pirate in the old days when I was bad.
Truth is, I think she still does behave like one.
Well, I see how easily you
more clear-headed
started
right,
acting
yeah.
like a pirate.
Yeah, arg, matey.
Kim, what's the first show or concert that you went to?
The very first
ever
one?
In your whole life.
Oh my God. The Go-Go's Vacation in 1980.
Excellent.
I still love the Go-Go's too, so I'm not embarrassed about that one at all.
That's okay, there's no shame.
No shame at all. And my second one was Elvis Costello during the, I guess, Trust tour? Well, in 84, so whatever that.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have good taste, man.
You do. Do you notice any difference between the crowd that you draw today versus the crowd in the early 90s or even in your previous bands?
Once we got played on MTV, like twice that we got played on MTV, we started getting more like jocks and trendy people, but we warded them off, and we get less trendy people now, so I'm actually glad. It's a more pure, cool people kind of vibe now, right, where it used to be cool people and... really dumb people mixed in. So this is better.
There's a time during the late 90s and the early 2000s, a period of about 5 years that you had a break from your recording. So do you remember that time?
A break from reality, too.
Oh, great.
Those were the times where I was saying I should have been put into a mental hospital. For good reason. I
Maybe we don't want to talk about that then.
Yeah.
Okay, skip that one.
Era. It does fit in with the pirate thing, though.
Great. So you spent a lot of time just developing ideas for your next
Yeah. Albums. Raping and pillaging, yeah. Well, not raping. Not really. No, it was all consensual.
Okay, well, so really, really happy... This is a question I had for you.
Yes.
Was it written to state a personal milestone in your life, or you know, was it a reaction to certain individuals? You don't have to name them, of course. Or
was it just random?
Yeah, was it random and just a joke?
I was just in a really good mood. I was really bad before, and like not clear-headed. I'd sort of. I was really negative in those days, and I just kind of saw the light and kind of got a positive attitude. I didn't find religion or anything, like nothing like that, but I mean, I just started thinking better, clearer, and more positive, and taking care of myself, and just being like an adult that I should have been a long time ago.
And I don't care what anyone thinks about me. I'm not afraid of what you say or do, it doesn't hurt me. I'm telling you that I'm completely over it, and I don't care what you do. I'm really, really glad and really, really, really happy, and I'm feeling good. I'm really, really glad and really, really, really happy, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Result of just like getting my head together, I just kind of wrote a really happy album.
Great. So it was a personal milestone for you,
I think
too.
So.
I mean, I think, yeah.
When
I listened to it the first time, and even now, you know, I always thought I saw it as something very sincere.
It is.
But I wasn't sure of that.
Absolutely.
I have the opportunity
it's
to
really,
clear that up right now.
It's really sincere. And in fact, I was starting to think, oh my God, I gotta stop writing such happy songs. But it's coming out differently.
If they sound like that, keep it up.
Okay, yeah. It's good to be clear.
And nothing bothering.
upcoming releases, what direction do you plan to take with your music?
I'm getting a little sarcastic again, to be honest. I mean, people do things to piss me off, and it finds its way into a song. And some of the songs I played tonight were all about some people that pissed me off really bad. And
it's good to get that out.
But I'm still really happy. So I'm just happy. So I'm like, now I'm like nailing someone to the cross, basically. Arg.
That feels good at times.
Yeah. Keeps you happy.
I can't do the whole album like that. You know, that would be single-minded.
If Kim, if not music, what would you do instead? What would you like to do?
Photography. That's really what I do. Well, I do that still, but I don't do it for a living. Well, I photo assist for a living right now, which is really fun. And I got to meet Lindsey Buckingham recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get photos?
Yeah. I didn't take the photos. I was the assistant.
Cool.
That was really fun. It was really fun. Keeps me busy. I was only totally tired, though, when I went there and I cut my finger.
Oh.
Lindsey could care less.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wow. No.
Yeah, you'd think they'd supply you with a bandage or something.
Right? No, I just sucked it up. Like.
That's charming.
She's a pirate, remember?
She's a pirate. You know, we could handle this stuff.
Right. It's my blood.
One question we have is, why would you stay centered in Los Angeles? I mean, what's to love about this place?
What do you love best about L.A.?
The Dodgers. But besides the Dodgers, you know, I just grew up here. And so, you know, you just stick around. I've told my husband this a million times. I could live anywhere. I want to go where it's really quiet. But then I think, oh, I'm just probably isolating. And I'm just like, I hate all people. I live in Burbank now, and I like it. So it's just off the beaten L.A. path a little bit.
That's how it is. It is.
Thrift stores are less picked over. It's a good thing.
Any loaded neighbors? Or
Loaded neighbors? I don't know. Maybe gun-wise. No. Hope not.
We have some of those.
Yeah. I like San Diego, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. We're natives of Southern California.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time between here, Orange County, San Diego. So
I grew up in Orange County. Yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which part?
Let's see. Till I was about 10, Mission Viejo. Till I was about 20, Orange. Orange County.
Any single issue in this world that you would like to solve?
Wow. I would love this. Oh, God. People, bad cell phone etiquette would really be nice to call. I don't know. It's like people, like, if I can make it so people didn't have those hokey ringers, and like everyone put their cell phone on vibrate, that would be good. That's what I want to change. That's doable.
Yeah.
World peace, you know, feeding the poor, making the poor bathe. I don't know anything. Like, but that's, yeah.
It's a start.
Cell phone etiquette.
Okay. That's a small start to a big thing, right? If we could start with etiquette, maybe we could.
I don't like when people, talk. I call it holding a person hostage when a person's in a car with somebody who's talking on their cell phone. I call it like, you're holding me hostage with your terrible conversation right now, by the way. Oh, I am. Wait, hold on. I am.
And what, Kim, what was your greatest life-changing event?
My greatest life-changing event? Wow. I'm pretty into my husband. That was a really cool time. When I met him, that was pretty great, and he's still really great. So far, so good. Keep fingers crossed.
Good to hear that.
Yeah. That was huge, and, my little sister being born was great,
Right on.
Lots of stuff like that.
And what was the first album you bought for yourself? Do you remember?
Queen Night at the Opera.
Sweet. Excellent
this
choice.
Is real life. Is this just fantasy? Yeah, that was a good one. And then Devo, da 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 da. Not My Sharona, yeah. Girl You Want. It sounds like My Sharona though, doesn't it?
Kind of does. You're right.
Freedom of Choice, I think.
Freedom of Choice.
Yeah. That was my second record, and then my third record was the Ramones. The Phil Spector Ramones record. Because I asked the person at like Licorice Pizza or whatever it was, I said what Ramones record is the best one, and he said, oh, the new one.
And Licorice Pizza once existed in California.
Is this just California? Yeah, I think.
I know that in Southern California to date, there are no.
They're referring to the vinyl.
That's right. That's right.
Looks like pizza, but it's not.
It's not licorice either.
Yeah. No. Well, no. I tasted it. It was good.
And Cam, could you do us a favor and give us your best pirate impression?
She's been giving
God.
Pirate impression, but you know, you really gotta work this one.
No, wait.
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
How's that? Is that good?
That's perfect.
Okay.